This is an oral history interview with Lee Sparky Morrison conducted by Jim Corby on March 9, 1994 at Lee Morrison's house. The subject of this interview is the history of his life from his birth in 1924 to about 1945-1946. This material is to be used as an oral history project in History 455, Jacksonville State University, Dr. Suzanne Marshall's class. Mr. Morrison's two sons, Gerald and Darrell, will be referenced in the tape. They work with me at Mayer Electric in Anniston, Alabama. I mention this because Mr. Morrison was very hesitant to talk about their mother, who was his first wife. He was married to her for a long period of time, and he just didn't really want to talk about it. So that's why they're mentioned right here. The interview starts now.
'24, the first day of January, in the South Anniston, just as high up in the wood you could get. Till I was 9 months old, I moved down to Constantine, where I was raised, back in the hard days. And it was hard back in them days. You had to run a rabbit down to fill up and make sure it's fat before you could waste a shot on it. And my father died when I was 13. Rough life there.
You have a big family?
Had a big family. There's 9 of us. I remember one time when my daddy was living, I had to replace all the hinges. We wore them out, in and out, so many of us. And then worked a while, and then I went into service for World War II. That was a big jump in my life. I never been no further than Oxford. I went to Virginia, went to Florida first and took basic training, and then from that to Virginia and called an aircraft carrier. And I could tell by them people that was on there, they meant business. And I stayed on it about 2 years, and later transferred to stateside. And President Roosevelt gave me a 30-day rehabilitation leave for having sea duty so long.
How long did you stay out? How long did you stay out on the ocean?
Oh, 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah. Done forgot where I left off. Oh, come back home, got married, started raising the family. I got two boys and a girl. And when I was back in the hard times, old houses wasn't made good. You could see the chickens laid eggs under the house, and I was my job to gather them, crawl up on there and gather them. And
that's when you were little?
That's when I was little. And old coal houses had fireplaces in them. You'd burn on the front, freeze at the back. But the Lord, now I got a good warm house to live in out here in Chocolock, Alabama.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, is
it? Now what else?
Well, where did you go to school?
Sixth Ward School.
That was a city school?
City school, yeah. And then I went to Anniston High.
That was about what year?
30.
Were you aware that there was like a depression or?
Oh yeah.
I know my grandmother said, didn't you know, to her it was about the same thing. You know,
yeah.
Never really got any worse.
Yeah, I remember the depression zone very well. I had to wear hand-me-down clothes and shoes. And then when you wore them out, you put pasteboard inside. You wore them out and just changed pasteboard, whatever you get to walk on.
Really? What did y'all, what did your dad do?
He worked at Monsanto. He was a maintenance man.
And so he worked with his hands, too. He worked with his hands,
too. Yeah. And he did electrical work, too. I guess that's where I gathered up. I've been doing electrical work ever since I was 18 years. My mother was from Scotland. She came into this country when she was 18 years old with her family. And she would be 84. And 5 years in this country. Now 64.
Oh, 64. So she actually was born in Scotland?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she come, her and her family come across when she was 18 years old. And some cordage went over in Hardham and paid the way over here and taken it out of her pay each week till they paid it back. They get rich and they never did get the first dollar of it. They say that everything over here was booming, but we were probably as bad as they were.
Right, it was worldwide, no doubt.
That's where my father met her. He was a boss. He worked all that. All them people.
I met at work.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. What did you ever go, did he have to do side work then, or there wasn't a whole lot of side work going on then?
I done a lot of little roofing, my daddy did, for people around the neighborhood, since you said, you know, helped them out.
I was kind of thinking about like what the economic conditions were. Did you guys stick close to home pretty much, or?
Pretty
traveling.
Much so, never did have no money to go nowhere. I'd been to Odenville a couple of times. My mother had a brother that lived over on the farm. Went to see him twice when I was small. Mm-hmm. I'd have that. Of course, they had something deep we didn't have living in the city. It's more on hard times, I just can't think of it all.
No, that don't matter. It'll come. But yeah, you remember anything about politics, or was everybody pretty much just thinking about what they're going to eat next, pretty much?
No, I remember when Bill Graves brought the tokens in. Every time you spent a nickel, you had to give him a token.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a token was in meals, 5 meals for a dime, or on like that. All the government I knew.
Well, that's about all.
Anybody. Didn't hear too much. Wasn't too much. It is. Didn't have too many radios, or didn't have no TV back in for news to get around like it is today.
What about electricity? Did you have, do you remember electricity in your house all the time? You were in the city pretty much, though, right?
Yeah, we had lamps.
So you always had that.
It's very few people had electricity. I guess that's the reason I got into it, this thing of coming. So I learned them wires.
electrical work before you went in the Army?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Were you in the Army or the Navy?
I was in the Navy.
Right, because you said you were in sea duty. Pretty much had to be in the Navy.
Board aircraft carrier. World War II.
And you went at 18?
Yeah. 18 years old.
When you came back, was it did Anniston just boom from then on? I mean,
oh yeah, man, he got 75 cents an hour work. When I come back out, I was making, $13.20 a week. I don't remember how much an hour that was. And then when I come back out, well, he got 75 cents an hour. And then when I retired from the government, I was making $14 an hour. I made more in an hour than I did in a week. Gosh.
So then you were doing electrical work there? Did you?
Yeah, I was in supervision.
Did you go to Fort McClellan?
Or? I went to Bynum first, and I left and got a permanent job at Fort McClellan. Then I went back to Bynum, stayed 10 years, and then transferred back to Fort McClellan.
Hmm.
I did electrical work.
You were, where you guys lived when I first met you, over there?
Yeah.
Oxana, is that what they call
That's right, Oxana.
Okay. Was that, were you in Anniston or Oxford?
I was Anniston.
It's like the city limits of Anniston.
City limits of Anniston.
And you were going on that mountain over there?
That's right.
What is that mountain?
It's Hay Street, the far end of it.
Okay.
The last house in the mountain.
Okay.
That's where I was born.
And did your, let's see, who was first, Errol? The oldest?
No, Runette is.
I never met her, I don't guess.
She lives in Florida.
Oh, that's where Gerald goes to see all the time.
Yeah.
And she was born first.
She was born 46. Let's see, Darryl.
Close enough. When you sit back, when the war, right before the war, do you remember newspapers, or did you think you were going? Was it a shock when the Japanese?
Yeah, they sent you that little letter to tell you.
Oh, when you got drafted?
Yeah, got drafted.
Told you had to go.
I had to go.
No, I was.
But I went up joined before time to go to.
What I meant,
I had a week or so before got the letter, and I went on joined, went on in.
Well, I guess what?
I did that to get what I didn't want in the Army, I wanted to be in the Navy. That was a way of a choice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. But, you know, sometimes it didn't work out. But it did for me.
Well, I was saying, before you were in the military, before you joined, say, 1938,
37,
something
yeah,
like that?
1941. 42.
In 38, 39, or 40, did you have any idea that, I mean, when the Japs attacked Pearl Harbor, was it a shock?
Oh, yeah.
Or did everybody kind of expect
but
it?
But, you know, Germans were already fighting. Hitler mm-hmm. was.
Fighting England.
I heard of it a little bit, not too much, but, you know.
So it
I knew they were. And when they attacked Pearl Harbor, that's when it all came about, you know. That's when we declared war.
It was pretty much shock to you when the Japanese attacked. You weren't expecting us to get in the war anyway.
No.
Hmm.
Sure was.
That's what I'll often wonder that.
No, it just didn't travel like
The media wasn't as...
No, No, there's something happened in New York. If it happened, you know about it. Well, it'd be weeks before we found out about it down here. It was their area too, you know.
Just
it was slow getting around. They don't have a division. These people got all kind of radios. Car batteries in them. And the bottom of them.
And big batteries?
Yeah. Really? Bottom of your radio, fire the current. Of course, that's when we had lamps.
Mm-hmm.
They had no electricity.
When did you get electricity? You remember? Or can you get close?
Oh, it was in 35, 36, something like that.
Really?
Yeah. People coming to getting it then.
A lot later than that out in the country, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I remember grandmother saying that. So you went to Florida first when you, after you joined?
I was taking basic training. Pensacola.
Naval basic.
Uh-huh.
Nice place. And then you went to Delaware or Virginia?
I went to Virginia, called to care. Operated in Atlanta. See, I fought the Hitler.
German.
Nazis, yeah.
What were you on?
Carrie? Carrie. We hunted submarines. They hunted us. We run, they run us all day long. We run them all night.
Oh, yeah. Sonar and all that?
Well, I was on it, something 26 of them.
Really?
Took prisoners, and we had a little bit of hospital on that. Aircraft carrier, you know. They carried them to Newfoundland. That was a prisoner camp for us, where we carried out. One time we a submarine come in and dropped depth charges behind the ship and put up a white flag like he'd give up. And the escort was next to it. Party would go on it to man it. And I was one of them. All of a sudden it come into far and they sunk it. Before. How long have been talking? Teachers and know was more interested in their students, you know, back then than they are now.
Did you have a lot of grades in one classroom?
No, only one grade. No, they had a first grade, and then they had a low fourth and a high fourth. Low fifth and a high fifth. Like
mm-hmm.
that. And it was that way in high school. No.
Mm-hmm.
Had two classes had in the seventh, you know, they had people that would have been in the low seventh would go to the high, and then they'd bring in new ones for the low. That was sort of getting you used to it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And times are still rough back then, especially with me, you know. And when my father died, it was pretty rough.
You had to, were you the oldest?
No, I was next to the youngest. Jimmy is the oldest.
What, Chia?
No, I worked in Roanoke. They just had closed that camp up. I would have been if they hadn't closed it up.